This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning, 97.1. Heather had it in her news yesterday, the push to improve Belle Isle. I think it could be so much more than it already is. Kind of feels like it's wasted. Need some updates, need some modernization, and just need to put a little more infrastructure into it. It's a gem and can be a gem, right?
There's no question. I mean, it's right there in the middle of everything. And it should be a destination.
So they have 11 potential improvements for the public to consider. And keep in mind, this is almost 1,000 acres. This is bigger than Central Park in New York. Are we getting the most out of Belle Isle? I would say we are not. So what do they want to do? Well, some of the options that they've discussed are extending the beach, creating more of that summertime spot for people to go. The boathouse, restore and reactivate Belle Isle's boathouse for public use. They've talked about a park cafe, canals and trails. Talked about Kids Row. So create a bigger, better Kids Row playground. Everybody knows about the giant slide, but can you extend that, right? Have a little fun there.
Piers. Yeah, extend the giant slide? Make it longer?
Sure. Piers and docks. They want more fishing potentially there, John. I don't know if that would get you out there. But they said if we're missing something, they want feedback. And I think it's a good conversation for us to have because I don't think we're getting enough out of Belle Isle.
I would love for there to be more piers and dock space and then it would allow anybody, if you're on the lake and you want to head into the river, you could dock at Belle Isle, hit the beach and enjoy the island. And if it would make all the other amenities that they're talking about here, trails and all of these things, to be a little bit more accessible by boat. If you're in the river fishing and you just, hey, you want to take a break, you want to have lunch, maybe you want to fry up a few walleye, be able to dock your boat, have a shore lunch on the beach. I think it would be amazing.
Heather?
You know what? It's the last, I can't even remember the last time I've been to Belle Isle and really been there to enjoy Belle Isle. I've been there for work and things like that. But right now for me, what I'm doing are things for the kids. I need an attraction that I can take the kids to that's more than just a splash pad. I've got a splash pad down the street from my house, so I'm not going to go there for that. But like, I'll travel for, I don't know if this makes sense for Belle Isle, but a cool like hands-on children's museum or something really neat and specific for the kids is what will get me there. Because that's everything I'm doing right now revolves around my children.
And you're looking for something fun and different to
do.
The space is there. Capitalize on it.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity is there, and maybe it's just make it more accessible.
What about like more of a social district, some like restaurants, and you do like drinks out on the water? I mean, there's enough space where you could carve that out, right?
I mean, sure, if you want to make it a tourist destination.
I think you do, right? I mean, there's enough park greenery there to still do trails and biking and outdoors, but also around the coast.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it that it's more natural.
Okay.
Me too.
And there's enough there that you could improve the structures that are already there with Belle Isle Park, spruce it up a little bit, put a couple more, play areas for kids. But I go back to the dock space. It's an island. It's in the middle of the Detroit River. It's not far from the lake, so allow people to dock there. And I mean, if it gets rough on the lake, you could come in there, wait out a heavy wind, have some time on the beach with the family. And especially if you're fishing and you've got people on the boat that don't necessarily want to fish. They're there for the sun and the fun. Take a break. Go have lunch. Hang out at the beach. But you need somewhere to tie up.
248-539-9797. What would you want to see them do with Belle Isle? They want the feedback. They want to make it so much more than it is. It can be a gem of Metro Detroit. It currently is being wasted by even their own admission. That's why they're looking for ideas. What about something like in Chicago, they have Navy Pier. Could you do something like that? Or is that too much? A pier where the kids can go and there's...
Yeah, there's a big old Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel. You don't like it.
I'm again, if you want to improve the structures that are there, the buildings that are there...
You wouldn't build any new buildings on Belle Isle?
I mean, maybe something to go along with the boathouse. You could put a couple of... As long as they're done in a classic style.
Okay.
Like, I don't want a Taco Bell popped up out there.
I agree with you.
You know, I mean, that just to me, that just it's not going to do anything for the...
You don't want to over-commercialize it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's get to Matthew in St. Clair Shores. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What about this golf course again? They had one 20 years ago. I mean, we could build a new layout for it.
You could. Outdoors, that plenty of land.
Colin could go and disc golf, and you guys could go to the beach.
I'll go with the kids and go to the new playground.
Yeah.
It'd be beautiful. Why not?
I agree. Are they 18 holes like regular golf? Was there 18 holes out
sometimes,
there?
Sometimes, I don't know, like when I was around, honestly, I think it was back in the 90s that it was last open, but from what I heard, it was extremely popular, and unfortunately, the water took it away. So maybe make it a little more centered in the middle of the park or something, you know?
Oh, okay. It makes sense. Yeah. It's a good option.
Ticket Texture says, I'm 100% with John. Docks and the shore lunch facilities on one side. No new buildings or hipster restaurants, Jeff, in South Lyon.
I mean, if they put some docks in and a fish cleaning station, there's a lot of boat launches that are on the river or in either lake, Lake Erie or Lake St. Clair, where you have a fish cleaning station. You could go there, clean your fish. You could have a shore lunch. To me, that seems like it would be a perfect setup right in the middle of the river. It
says Copy Central Park, an ice rink. We got campus marshes.
Yeah.
Texter says no permanent restaurants. A food truck area to rotate different options would be a nice addition.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'm down with that. That would be nice.
It requires very little investment. I mean, Ticket Texter says, I'm 25. I've lived in the Detroit area my entire life. I've never been to Belle Isle, and I don't know anyone who has. This generation doesn't see the appeal, and they aren't going. It's a relic of the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do most people go there for?
Currently?
Are they going for the beach? Like, what are most people going there for?
People ride bikes there. There's the aquarium. It's like, I think it might be the oldest aquarium. It's not big, though.
That just reopened recently, right?
Yeah. It did, yeah. And Max from Michigan texts me. He says, enlarge and improve the aquarium. His kids loved it.
It is. It's just, it's old and it's small. So from his standpoint, let's make it bigger than it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Enlarge it a little bit, make it bigger, more offerings there, make it somewhere where, you know, you got something to do on a summer day, even a weekend in the fall or in the winter. You're like, what am I going to do? Hey, let's go down to the aquarium.
We went maybe two, three summers ago, and the aquarium was so small. I mean, I was picturing like something much more grand and it could be so much more.
Yes.
Ticket Texter says, what about a beer garden with a kids play park? Be fantastic.
Sure. Go get hammered and drive home with your kids.
You can have a drink.
Enjoy
the
outdoors.
Play and not be intoxicated to drive home.
Yeah.
Responsibly.
I would probably say add another option for getting out. I know I mentioned the boat docks. Add another option to drive out there so that you don't get, if it does become a destination, you're not backed up on one bridge.
We're boaters from Ohio. We've stayed at Belle Isle at the Detroit Yacht Club. I agree. They need more public dock space and access.
Yeah.
Let's get to Greg in Detroit. Greg, what do you want to do? It's 97.1.
Hey, I would like paddle boating and horseback riding.
Horseback riding.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Have some stables out there.
Is it big enough for that?
And a golf museum.
A Jared Goff museum.
Yes, I know, Greg. You love yourself some Jared Goff.
Yes, I do. And he's on a commercial, Old Spice commercial. Did you hear that?
I did see that.
I did, yes.
Yeah. He's doing well for himself. We're going to talk about Goff at the end of the hour here, by the way. There's a QB tier list out, the latest, and we'll get to where everybody in the NFL is and who belongs where. But he wants a little horseback riding and
sure. A petting zoo?
Yeah.
Petting zoo, sure.
My kids love a good petting zoo.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. That would get the kids out there.
Yeah.
Pickleball courts on the ticket text.
There you go.
That's a surefire way to get people out there. We need an aquarium big enough for a whale shark.
Really?
On the ticket text, yeah. That's what they want. Why not? It's just like little you know, teeny tiny aquatics.
It's a big old whale shark.
Josh and Warren, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So my idea is you take Belle Isle and you essentially turn it into a literal Coney Island. We have a Coney Festival. It's a fairgrounds. You have, like, Ferris wheel roller coasters. You bring in people from all over the state, like from the west side with cherries, people in the upper part with Mackinac fudge, and you bring it all down into one giant fairground down at Belle Isle, and you turn it into a big attraction. And it's literally a Coney Island. You can have a Coney Festival, chili, you know, you can do a whole bunch of things like that where you bring people from all over the state and utilize it, and it's essentially our own fairgrounds.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Sure beats what's going on there right now.
I mean, to me, I would take my family down there to something like that instead of, you know, we don't really have anything like that besides Armada, but you know, you have it in Detroit, but we have our own Coney Island, and we are known for Coneys. So why not utilize something themed like that and just roll with it?
I just think it plays super well in the summertime, too. Something like that, where you're getting people out and about, and it's social, and kids can go. I think that works.
Yeah, and I mean, people are sending me some examples of things that have been done in other places.
Yeah.
Like Coach Larry sent me one at Celebration Park Naples. It's kind of like that beer garden where you have an area of play for the kids. He's got a place for the adults to hang out. And even have a place where maybe you have to, you know, leave the bar, but go down on the beach and swim and just a family destination where there's something for everyone. I don't know that I'm all for the Coney Island feel.
Okay.
Because if you do, now it goes back to what I said. You need to make the island more accessible.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be just the one bridge that's going out there.
Texas, bring over Eastern Market, Belle Isle Market. Yeah, you don't want to cheapen Eastern Market.
No, but you could do something on the weekends, like a farmer's market, have a space set up for that.
Of course. Texas says it's a state park. Leave it that way. I'm at Belle Isle every weekend. Well, the problem is not enough people are, and they're looking for feedback. We're taking it as well.
He wants to have it his own private island.
I know. 248-539-9797. People are loving this Coney Island idea on the ticket text. Some all caps, brilliant. We want feedback. We want to know what you guys think. Belle Isle used to have, you know, golf course, used to have the Grand Casino. What can you do to make Belle Isle better? It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness, if you want to make your life better, get over to Planet Fitness, work out. It's always clean there. They've got plenty of opportunities, plenty of machines. Whether you like strength, they're always updating. And they've got a lot of leg machines. They've got upper body machines. Anything that you want, a lot of cardio machines. If you only got time for 30 minutes, they got the 30-minute workout there. Planet Fitness is absolutely famous for it. And right now, they've got a deal going on, and it's now through tomorrow, which is the 13th. So it's a limited time offer. $1 down, $15 a month gets you in the door for their classic membership. You get there, you like it, upgrade to a Planet Fitness Black Card membership. Now you have access to every single Planet Fitness that there is, not just here in Metro Detroit or around the state, but it's around the country. And you have unlimited guest privileges. So you got to find out, maybe you don't like working out alone. You can always take someone with you. Maybe there's somebody that motivates you. Maybe somebody you're hanging out with. It's all there available for you at Planet Fitness. And you got to find out why you want to work out. I've told you many times, I work out because I want to be able to play with my kids and eventually grandkids. I want to have a vibrant life. That's why you work on your fitness. And you can do it at Planet Fitness. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Torque bomb. Tiger win. Up to 6.5 in the division. Torkelson hits in 7 of his last 8 games. After an hour delay, Vest would shut the door and the Tigers won 2-1. Brought up Belle Isle. They're looking for feedback. They want to improve Belle Isle. And I think that's the wise decision. I went a couple summers ago and thought this could be so much more. It's bigger than Central Park in New York. And yet I feel like we have like half-ass attempt at something here and run down this over there. What do you guys want? How do we make Belle Isle better? How do we make it the gem that it can be? Ticket Texter says we need a Kenny Cott make Belle Isle great again drop. Texter says, great, upgrade Belle Isle, but not our teams at the deadline. That's Dylan and Royal Oak. Text says we need a permanent roller coaster theme park Carnival State Fair type thing. Josh and Warren. John, I know you hate that idea. You want your dock space and your outdoorsman, all that stuff.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
That'd be good for your kids.
It would be, but
I don't want to ruin the natural areas the way they are.
Yeah.
Says safety is everything. They need to make it safer before they do any of this. Roller skating, roller blading area. Heather, you love to.
I love to rollerblade. Yeah. Some good paved trails. That's all you need.
Sure. Yeah.
Kids get into it.
Nice
too.
Wide bike path / rollerblade.
Yes.
Roller skating. I don't know if anybody roller skates anymore, but
I think they do, but they're not like going on long journeys. Rollers. I think they're doing like tricks and stuff, like in like
sure. Yeah. Also have like
structures.
like a skate park.
No. No.
Skate, fine. If it's that big, I honestly can't even picture how
Bridezilla
big Belle Isle
like
is.
The clientele of a skate
no,
park.
No, it's not. No. It's more of like your.
No, she would prefer the frisbee guys.
No. It's the fact that you have to ruin part of the nature to build said skate park.
But they have a lot of nature, though. They have like again, it's bigger than Central Park. If we carved a quarter of the island and made it more.
Like habitable
restaurants and social district, or
I don't like the idea of restaurants.
No.
A place
beach
to get
front.
Food. I like the food truck idea. Then you could have different food trucks there. You don't have to like create a structure and ruin the space.
Let's get some phone calls. Greg in Waterford, what's up?
Hey, I'm just would like to suggest that they do a little bit over at the Dawson's Great Lake Museum and expand that area, just like they used to have a Know Your Ships place up in Port Huron, where you can know what ships are coming down, what time they're going to be there, what they're carrying, where they're going. It's pretty interesting, and I think a lot of people are fascinated by big freighters whenever they pass.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. I am as well. Would love to know what's going by and sitting at the beach watching all the freighters go around.
Dan in Marysville, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, Dan.
Dan?
Hi. Can you hear me?
We got
yes.
you.
Oh, okay. I'm not from Marysville, by the way.
Oh.
But, I've been going to the Belle Isle for about 15 years. I'm a member of the DYC. And if you've seen it 10 years ago and you look at it now, it's, you know, 100% improved there. They do have bike trails, the circumference of the aisle. So I see people rollerblading. I see people biking. I do the same. The beaches are packed. There's tons of people there. It is a state park, so let's leave it a state park. But that boat club and the zoo hasn't been touched yet. So if you're looking for dock space, you may be able to take that boathouse down, put in some new docks, do something with that zoo area. Your callers had some pretty good ideas about that. But like I said, I'm there every weekend, and the place is super packed.
No kidding.
Every weekend. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't get off the island before 6:30 or 7 p.m. on a Saturday or Sunday, you're going to be there a while.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, to your point about, like, that boathouse and expanding it, that there are people saying, like, they need to make that more of a marina because right now I don't believe you can just go dock your boat.
No,
like,
I don't think you can either.
The yacht club is the only way to do it.
I've put in Lake Erie, Bulls Harbor, Sterling State Park, and fished in Lake Erie. And then a lot of times when I have somebody on the boat that is, they're not from the area, haven't seen Detroit from the river, we'll run up there. I would love to be able to run all the way up to and be able to dock the boat and, like I said, have a shore lunch or just get out and let the kids play on the beach.
Accessible, I think was one of the words you used. It makes it more accessible. Now, how about this idea? Craig in Chesterfield, you want to kind of copy from somewhere else in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing that I love about Michigan and we're recognized for is Mackinac Island, but I hate that it's so far away. So why not take some of those shops, some of those companies, the fudge shops, the pasty shops, the historical information up there, bring it down here because I guarantee a lot of places people have never been to Mackinac because it's so far away.
So you want some Belle Isle fudge?
And some pasties.
Sure.
I mean, pasties?
Yes. Careful pasties. Now.
Well,
a pasty
yeah,
shop is very
different
than a pasty shop.
Yes. I mean, that could generate some business.
Well,
though,
if you do a strip club on the island, then you could put
pasties.
Pasties.
And pasties.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What if you did like a grand hotel on Belle Isle type of thing, right?
Wardrobe
a place for people
to
stay?
With the pasties?
Mm-hmm.
You flagged that right away.
Oh, he said that. I was like, whoa.
No. The pasties are what you eat. Pasties
yes.
are stickers.
They sure are.
Yes. Did you like the idea, though? I thought at first you were like repulsed by it.
I didn't even listen after I heard the pasties. It would.
He wanted Mackinac Island South.
Does
that cheapen Mackinac Island North?
It.
No cars, get rid of the bridge, take a ferry across. Have a horse and buggy everywhere you want to go. Ride your bikes.
I feel like that should just stay with Mackinac Island.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's what
Keep
that's
it,
known for.
Yeah.
yeah.
I like the idea, but I don't know that the implementation would be what you would expect or want it to be.
Yeah, I agree.
How about Brandon in Detroit? What do you want to see them do with Belle Isle?
So I've been out a few times. This is Brandon. I've been out a few times and with my dog and the state, it's owned by the state, Belle Isle. They're really strict on leashes and so you gotta keep your dog on a leash. I feel like I come back and the dog's still got a lot of energy. I think there might be one place you can go off leash, but make a big place on the beach, find a beach, cordon it off, have a leash-free dog beach where they can swim, play, and get worn out. That's my deal.
I'm okay with that. I mean, as a dog owner who at one point didn't have kids. My dogs were my babies. And I was always looking for a place, a dog-friendly beach or a dog park or a place to take them. So I can understand that. Makes sense to me.
It's my vote.
All right, Brandon. It's noted.
As long as people clean up after them, that's also the issue too, right?
Especially
the dogs
on the beach.
Poop on the beach. You got
You don't want to be stepping barefoot in.
You got to be responsible.
Hot steamy pile.
Right.
Sorry, a hot steamy pile.
Yeah, unless your dog cleans up after itself. Some dogs like a hot meal.
Unbelievable. We do have the quarterback rankings, the tiers, the latest, who doesn't belong. We'll have a golf conversation at 9 o'clock. More of your feedback on Belle Isle and Heather's news. That's next. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather. Did you know military veterans in our area are holding on to millions in debt? That's why Verizon is partnering with the Detroit Lions to tackle it head on. At Verizon, they know how valuable veterans are. They employ over 8,000 of them. And they don't want to see veterans held back by financial debt. So they're stepping up, committing to eliminate up to $1 million in veteran debt in the greater Detroit area this year. Plus, for every Lions win, an additional $100,000 will be eliminated. And that's not all. Verizon is giving active military and veteran families a special mobile plan discount starting at just $25 per line a month with 4 lines on unlimited welcome. And they're backing it with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Verizon is freeing some of our best from financial burdens. Stop by a Verizon store to learn more and see how they're honoring our veterans today. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, the timeline kind of makes sense, right? The state now runs Belle Isle and has for more than 10 years. It's time to invest in it more, grow it to be so much more. It was not in great shape when they took it over. Mm-hmm. So, and it still needs work. So they're looking for suggestions, and we've been having that conversation. Improving Belle Isle, turning it into the gem it can be. Alan in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
Good.
Good.
Hey, so I'm actually on Belle Isle, and, you know, there's a couple of things that people have said that have been a little bit wrong. So there are actually two food truck areas on the aisle right now where you can go and you can get eats. So they already have that.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
There's a full golf course. There's not a disc golf course, but there's a full golf course on the island where you can come and play around.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm actually looking at a majestic 14-point buck that lives in the woods here. So that idea of turning this into like an amusement park or something, I would hate for it to ruin the nature and scare this beautiful, majestic creature away.
It's got to be in velvet, right?
Oh, yeah. I just want to go up and just, it looks like so soft to touch, but...
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, what I'd love for them to do is I'd love for them to, they have a north and a south fishing pier, and they're both closed. And I'd love for them to open the fishing pier so we can do some fishing on the river.
You know, I think that would be a great way because not everybody has a boat, right? And if you have the opportunity to go down to Belle Isle, hit the fishing pier, it just opens up more fishing opportunities for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to check out some of the nature trails, there's a beautiful nature trail where you can go walk down and actually walk right by a lighthouse. And there's a little chessboard hidden back in the woods along one of the nature trails. Everyone should come check it out. They really like the main.
Yeah, maybe they just need more cell towers down there.
But it is a mystery. There's a hidden right near that. I'm like, what is hidden? What's there?
I know. Yeah, I now must it's go a great see. Mystery. You have to go now.
He's got you hooked. Text says campground, marina, improved golf course. That's from Tom. Texter says, this is way out of left field. Build a new ballpark when the time comes and have the water like they have in Pittsburgh or in the Bay Area.
Oh, you mean like...
The Tigers.
Instead of Comerica.
Right, in the heart of the city?
Yeah, No.
Can you imagine
it would
traffic?
Be cool. But
I need more than one bridge on.
Gosh. So I don't know if they're still there. This is how long it's been since I've actually been to Belle Isle. And we're learning a lot by people that are calling up and saying what is actually there. I remember in high school, we used to have baseball tournaments down there. Are the ball fields, the youth baseball fields, softball fields, are they still there and
still
operational?
There. Yeah, that second part I don't know.
So some of my most fond memories of playing baseball were actually on Belle Isle.
What if you had like the Jimmy John's Field concept? What if it was something like that on Belle Isle?
No. I don't like that.
Okay.
Kind of like what the other caller just said. Like, it is a state park. It's beautiful. It's got nature. I don't like, that seems too commercialized.
I want it more commercialized. I know I'm fighting an uphill battle there. I just think it would draw more people there. It would use the resource better. And you could still keep a section of it for wildlife and a section of it for nature and expand the beaches, and you can still do all of those
but like
things.
The one caller said, if you're there after 6 or 6:30 trying to get off the island, it's going to take a long time. I think access to the island is one of the things that either it just keeps people away because they're like, I don't want to get stuck in traffic late in the day, kids are screaming,
so you're going to need a second bridge, you're going to need to let people boat there beyond the yacht club members. Last word on this, Pat and Romeo, final say.
Hey, morning guys. You know, you're talking about like the amusement park and all that stuff, but one of the best features of that is sitting right on the river. I mean, you can see Lake St. Clair, you can see the Detroit River, you can see Canada, you can see Lake Erie. Why not put like a big tower, kind of like a Space Needle type thing where people could go up and see the view?
Like observatory?
Like a London Eye type thing where you would add to the skyline and then you could actually see the features of the region.
I don't hate that. It would look weird if it's the only thing there. And then if you build too much around it, people like John say, whoa, stop it. But I would like an observatory, right? People can go up and take in all of that, the surrounding area.
Yeah. Or just build a bigger lighthouse.
Okay.
That you could go up and then see all of the sights.
I think what he's talking about would be one hell of a lighthouse, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if he's talking like a Space Needle, I mean, you could see the ballet from there.
All right, we are going to talk a lot of football. 9 o'clock, the Jared Goff conversation. QB tiers at 8:50. First, Heather with the news.
So MDOT officials are pausing a roughly $500 million reconstruction project in the heart of Detroit to reevaluate how to move forward. So supporters believe turning the I-375 freeway into a traditional boulevard would be a great thing for the community, would revitalize the community. But those in opposition say, hey, we've got concerns over cost, longevity, design elements. So this project was actually set to kick off in the fall, continue until 2029, but now it is on pause. The state transportation director says that they have like one opportunity to get this right, and they are going to try to get this right. So they're putting everything on pause. Hey, starting in 2026, the UFC is moving its U.S. fights to Paramount and CBS, ending its pay-per-view model with ESPN. So under this seven-year deal, all 13 numbered UFC events and 30 fight nights will be streamed on Paramount Plus as part of the subscription. And on X, Dana White said that this deal puts UFC amongst the best, biggest sports in the world. The exposure provided by Paramount and CBS networks under this new structure is a huge win for our athletes and anyone who watches and loves this sport.
I think it's awesome. It is fun to watch, and sometimes it is hard to find it at times. And I know they used to have a whole bunch of pay-per-view events. I'm not going to pay for it. If you already have the Paramount app, I'm hoping that it comes along with the app, but it's not an added fee.
It sounds like it.
That was going to be my question. Is the price going up?
Right.
But we shall see. Hey, Taylor Swift just announced she's dropping a brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl, and she did it in true Taylor Swift fashion. It's her 12th studio album. It was revealed when a countdown clock on her website ticked down to 12:12 a.m., and while the website didn't reveal any information about this new album, she did post a little teaser video on Instagram giving a sneak peek at the album on Travis Kelce's podcast, New Heights.
Oh, she's going to do the podcast.
John got an eye roll. Yeah, so on the teaser too, she pulls out this, you know, Taylor Swift briefcase, and inside is the album. You couldn't see the album. It was blurred out in the teaser, but that will air tomorrow, the 13th, fittingly, at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Didn't they make a movie, Showgirls?
Yes, John,
probably,
did.
Back in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just throwing that out there. Wonder if it'll be similar.
I don't think it will be, John.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? So it's been nearly three decades since David Justice and Halle Berry got divorced, but he's now opening up about why their marriage ended. So he was on this podcast, the All the Smoke podcast, and part of it he explained was that Halle didn't cook, she didn't clean, and didn't seem very motherly.
Oh.
Yeah. But he did go on to say also that he just didn't see, like, they were going to fit in the future because, quote, she didn't cook, she didn't clean, and didn't seem like motherly. Quote.
Look, I think if one wants kids and one doesn't, that's a reason. But because someone doesn't clean, like, he's a millionaire and she would go on to have an epic career of her own.
She was a hardworking actress.
Yeah.
Taking care of her. Well,
he knew what he wanted. And it wasn't.
It wasn't Halle Berry.
Oh,
all right, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Who's he with now?
I don't know.
I'm sure he's
I know he's not in the same shape as Halle Berry.
I was like, is he like some...
I don't know.
Like,
I mean...
Loner? I mean, do you know?
No, I don't know. But you're passing up on Halle Berry.
Right.
Who's he with now?
Yeah, I don't
think... Somebody who's some loser.
Somebody who cooks and cleans and is very
probably,
motherly, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes. Heather with the news.
Yeah. Hopefully he's happy.
Sounds like he is.
QB tears. Where's Goff? Who belongs where? It's next, 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether personal income tax or business payroll tax has got you jammed up, you need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can give Maurice and Jerry a call at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.